From Oceanside, California. This is a Bible-based hour. We're here to study the mystery of the Bible according to the Word of God, specific Word and Scripture through the Bible. This is the timeless instruction that we love so much to share and read and fellowship with one another with. And tonight, we really believe here at the 11th Hour Ministries that this program promotes what we call a miracle in motion. And the reason why is because when we read the Bible tells us that it's that the Word of God is living and active, and that we just love the Word of God so much that when we're in the Word, we believe God is working miracles in our lives. And tonight we pray that there will be someone out there who has their heart open for the truth of the Word of God, that someone who's hungry and thirsty for the truth of the Word, and that is their hearts are open to what message God would have them hear tonight here on the 11th Hour Ministries program. Tonight we actually have talked quite a bit about this Bible promise book. Here on the 11th Hour Ministries we use the version of the Bible called the New International Version. And this evening, we will be reading from the New International Version, but we also are going to take some time and read actually from this Bible Promise book, which actually gives us different topics. It's actually scripture that comes from the New International Version of the Bible, but the way this book is outlaid is basically that it has a bunch of different topics. For instance, there's anger, belief, charity, children, children's duties, comfort, faith, forgiveness. It's in alphabetical order. And it has the outline is basically scriptures, pure scriptures right from the Bible that fall under certain headings: humility, jealousy, joy. So we thought tonight that it would be a good idea if we would just go through some of the scriptures, some of the topics here through this Bible Promise book, and share that with folks. And as we've mentioned in the past, the Bible Promise book, in case you don't have a Bible or if you'd like a great reference tool, here at the 11th Hour Ministries, if you go to our website, 11thhourministries.net, we will be glad to send you a free copy of the Bible Promise book. Just drop us a line on the 11thhourministries.net. As well, if there's anyone who has something that's weighing on their hearts, a prayer request, anonymous confession, praise reports, anything that you would want to, and even any constructive criticism about our program, we'd love to hear from you. It's 11thhourministries.net. And that'll take you right to our website. This is KCEO Radio, AM 1000. And tonight we're going to open the lines of the phone to take calls in for those folks who want to share the word of the Lord, anyone who has a praise report or a question or just something on their hearts that they'd like to share with the listeners. The phone number here at KCEO Radio is 760-720-5236. Again, that number is 760-720-5236. And so, moving on here, we really, one of the most important things about our program is we like to call it, tell people that we're keeping it real. And the reason why we say that term is that we are basically a program that does not ask for people's we don't have any sponsors. We're not asking for your money. This is really a life witness program. And, you know, we're just basically trying to encourage the people who are listening to do the right thing in their lives, in their interactions with others, and especially in their relationship with our God. And as we know, through the Bible is the most important relationship that you could ever have, is the Bible being, it's a love letter from God to us. It's His way of guiding and instructing us. Our Father God is so merciful and graceful, and He's given us It's basically an open book test in life. And when we read our Bibles and study the scripture and the decrees and commands, it's not meant for it to be a chore. God really wants to develop a great love relationship with his daughters and sons. And when you find yourself in the word of the Lord, if your heart is in the right place, what a joy it is to learn more. It actually becomes contagious, and you really want to, you don't want to put the Bible down. It becomes something that it's so much fruit and so much food that you gain from reading the Bible that I find that almost every person I've ever seen who learned how to read the Bible has just become so eager to get back in the Word. And the Bible clearly teaches us that we are to read our Bibles daily. When Jesus says, give us this day our daily bread, he's actually alluding to the fact that we're supposed to, as we eat meals each day for our physical survival, Jesus is alluding to that we are to go to Scripture like we go for food, but it's our spiritual food that he's referring to when he talks about give us this day our daily bread. And so, once again, this is KCEO Radio, AM 1000. And the phone number here this evening, we will be taking calls, is 760-720-5236. Again, that number is 760-720-5236. This is the 11th Hour Ministries. We also are here broadcasting from Southern California. It's actually the North County of San Diego region. And so those of you who are able to hear us on the radio at this time would be listening from the Southern California region. We actually highly recommend everyone to be involved in a Bible-based church. The most important thing we can do to learn more about God and to develop a great relationship with God is to find ourselves a great Bible-based church. And in doing so, you become a part of a body and a family, basically, when you connect with a great church and spend time sharing the Word and sharing God's love in a church. Here at the 11th Hour Ministries, my name is Mark, and I attend a church called the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside. And this is actually in Oceanside, California. They have a website, and that is www.lightcc.org. And what an amazing place to worship. Just to be able to go to a place where people gather together, every shape, size, race, religion, it's a melting pot of people who have one thing in common, and that is we all love the Lord with all our hearts and souls and minds and spirits. And this is a place where you can feel God is alive and well. This church actually follows the Word and the commands of the Lord through the Bible in such a great way and so matter-of-factly, and it's very refreshing to go to a place that really pays that close attention to what God asks of us in the Bible and clearly promotes to be his will and desire for a church. And here at the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside, these folks do it right. Pastor Mike and all the folks that are the members of the church running the church, they have children's programs and schooling for children and outreach programs and Bible studies, and the services are absolutely exactly what God would have through the Bible, the way he wants services to be promoted, and it's just an awesome place. So we highly recommend, no matter where you are, that you find a Bible-based church, one that follows the commands of our Lord according to the rules in the Bible. And remember, we're here to promote that God really just wants to love relationships with his children. And it's really, it's a joy to want to do cleanse yourself and walk with the Lord and live a God-filled life. Basically, there's two options in life, and that is you walk in darkness or you walk in the light. And we all get to make a choice in our lives as to whether or not we will walk in darkness or walk in light. I actually, at one time in my life, without knowing it, was walking in the darkness. And it was just really living a life of worldliness, money and bling bling, and all the things of this earth were the things that were very appealing to me and very attractive to me. And I didn't realize that by reading my Bible and understanding the higher calling that God has for all of us, that those things are actually quite meaningless. And it's all the things, the treasures are to be stored, the treasures that are stored in heaven are the ones that are the most rewarding. And all of the things that are not of this earth are where the real treasure lies. And it's a just amazing adventure to discover more about what God has in store for us by way of truth in the Bible. The Bible is actually a book that's written that God cannot and will not lie to us. It's the only place that you can go for pure truth, man's opinion versus God's instruction. There's just no competition there. God will clearly define his truths to us in the Bible, and he will make it very clear to us what he wants of us. And when we're seeking answers, instead of going to a friend or getting someone's opinion, go to the Bible. Every single topic there ever was or ever will be, you can seek out the answers of what God wants for you in your life through the Bible. And clearly, that's the place where you'll find the greatest instruction. And God cannot and will not lie. And so that's very exciting for us. It changes your life forever when you learn to love the Lord. You go from a life of what really is pretty disparaging, drugs, alcohol, tobacco. These are all things that I've used in my life to be a painkiller for the times when I was lost and just trying to sort of groping around in the darkness, trying to find out what my purpose in life was, what the meaning for my life was. And I had achieved many things, but I felt empty. And like I said, there came a time in my life when I just dropped to my knees in submission to the Lord and called on him to show me his will and his way. Basically, it's surrendering your life to our Lord. And what a joy it's been when I surrendered my life to our Lord. Things have absolutely never been the same. God has super blessed my life, although there are still challenges in my life. I understand why they come. I can feel what God wants me to learn from these challenges. There's no emptiness or wondering left. Now I have a clear understanding of the purpose in my life, and I feel God's love, and I feel the love of the family of believers at the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside. And there was once in my life when I was, although I had many friends and family and things of this nature, I felt alone. I felt like an island off the mainland. Well, having turned to the Lord and his precepts through the Word of God, through the Bible, I now am surrounded by God's people. I'm surrounded by his love, never to be left alone. You cannot and will not ever feel loneliness again when you know our God, because he's right there with you, step by step, every day, all day, all night, throughout the sleeping hours, etc. But again, this is KCEO Radio, AM 1000, and we're going to open the phone lines tonight at 760-720-5236. Again, that number is 760-720-5236. We pray tonight that God would make a new creation out of each and every one of us as a daily routine, that he would renew our spirit and our lives, that he would give us new hope and new understanding. This is a bold new Bible-based program, and we do call it Keeping It Real. We hope that it becomes contagious to people. Want to do the right thing. They want to share God's love. They're fired up for the Bible, the true word of God. To me, the Bible used to be a dust collector. It looked good on my shelf. It was a great piece of furniture. I never opened it and read it, but it looked good. And it was a mandatory issued item for a home. Well, I eventually was prompted to open and read the Bible, and I started in Proverbs, which was a more user-friendly place to go and read my Bible. But my life has never been the same since. And this starting 10 years ago, I think it's been an endless amount of reading. I can't even, or wouldn't want to try to calculate how much I've read. But tonight, once again, if there's anyone who's listening who doesn't have a Bible, we're more than happy to send a copy of what's called the Bible Promise Book. And so drop us a line at 11th Hour Ministries, not the 11th Hour Ministries, 11thhourministries.net. And we'd be glad to send you a copy, no charge. The Bible Promise Book gives great instruction of how our Lord, under each different category that could possibly come up, that the scripture that matches that category would be found right under there, each heading. So tonight there's a scripture that I've been wanting to read for some time, and it's a scripture that has a great deal of power for those who are may have been walking in ways in this world that they feel lonely or lost or hurt or damaged, or there's so many different negative things that came along when I was walking in this way, and I can relate to this scripture because it was my life. And so what I'd like to do is go on to read this scripture, and I'm going to read it twice because it actually has some really, really powerful impact on what wants to be heard from this scripture. And what I really want to have you pay attention to is after I read it the first time, we'll go back through and I'll show you what I'm talking about on how mind-numbing this scripture is. It actually occurs in Mark 5, and it's called The Healing of the Demon-Possessed Man. So if you can open your Bibles to Mark 5:1, The Healing of a Demon-Possessed Man. There was a time in my life when I was actually a demon-possessed man, and I will go on to share with you how and why that is absolutely clear as a bell and true as can be. So here we want to again, we're in Mark 5, The Healing of a Demon-Possessed Man, and here's how it goes. They went across the lake to the region of Gerasenes. When Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an evil spirit came from the tombs to meet him. This man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain, for he had often been chained hand and foot. But he tore the chains apart and broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day, among the tombs and in the hills, he would cry out and cut himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell on his knees in front of him. He shouted at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Swear to God that you won't torture me." For Jesus had said to him, "Come out of this man, you evil spirit." Then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "My name is Legion," he replied, "for we are many." And he begged Jesus again and again not to send them out of the area. A large herd of pigs was feeding on the nearby hillsides. The demons begged Jesus, "Send us among the pigs. Allow us to go into them." He gave them permission, and the evil spirits came out and went into the pigs. the herd, about 2,000 in number, rushed down the steep bank and into the lake and were drowned. And so, as I said, this scripture to me is, it really hits home. It's one of the first scriptures I ever read in the Bible. And I, in fact, clearly was a man in my own heart and soul, mind and spirit, and without any shadow of a doubt, the way I was living my life, according to my own will and my own ways, was a demon-possessed man. And so the indicator to that, or the thing that makes it factual in my life, is that once I read this scripture, I realized that there can be more than one demon in a person, and that there are truly, there's the ability to have a demon in a man or woman. And so what this scripture did for me is it made me realize that I was, that this story sounded so familiar to my life, that no one could bind him anymore and hold him even with a chain, and he'd been chained hand and foot, tore the chains apart. So if you can relate to this in any way, shape, or form, in a way that you may have lived your life, or maybe currently living your life, or maybe you know someone who is totally resistant to all things good, totally resistant to what is pure and wholesome and things of that nature, if you have rebellious children, we know for a fact that when these children walk into schools with guns and shoot each other, that without a shadow of a doubt, in Columbine High School, when those children walk in with guns who just shoot innocent people, if we were to interview them right before they took their own lives, clearly we know that if we ask them, "What is your name?" they would say, "My name is Legion, for we are many." Because you cannot, under any circumstances, do the things of evil that they do without being driven by the dark forces to go there. And so that's what this scripture does, is it clearly outlines on every level of sin, should it be a small amount of darkness in your life that you entertain a certain sin and sort of carry on with, all the way to the level of "My name is Legion," and when these people go through and shoot people in schools like they've been doing in an alarming rate in our society lately, and all the other all the murder and crime that we see right on the news. I mean, you turn your news on any given evening and you will see people whose name is Legion, for they are many. How on earth could they possibly do the things they do? And now we know it's very clear why. So once again, I'm going to go through this scripture one more time. This time I'd like to bring your attention to how in the beginning of the scripture, it talks in singular phrases where when he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell on his knees. And the second part of the scripture goes on to switch to after he says, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he begged Jesus again and again not to send them out of the area. So please pay very close attention to how it goes from singular to plural in the case of this, the one scripture. It's Mark 5, the healing of the demon-possessed man. They went across the lake to the region of Gerasenes. When Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an evil spirit came from the tombs to meet him. This man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain. For he had often been chained hand and foot, but he tore the chains apart and broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day, among the tombs and in the hills, he would cry out and cut himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from a distance, He ran and fell on his knees in front of him. He shouted at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Swear to God that you won't torture me." For Jesus had said to him, "Come out of this man, you evil spirit." Then Jesus had asked him, "What is your name?" "My name is Legion," he replied, "for we are many." And he begged Jesus again and again not to send them out of the area. A large herd of pigs was feeding on the nearby hillside. The demons begged Jesus, "Send us among the pigs. Allow us to go into them." He gave them permission, and the evil spirits came out and went into the pigs. The herd, about 2,000 in number, rushed down the steep bank and into the lake and were drowned. And according to the Bible and Scripture, this clearly indicates that this man with 2,000, when he starts to talk in the plural about how many demons there could or would have been, when we see the number of 2,000 pigs rush down the steep bank and into the lake, we clearly are being instructed that there were 2,000 demons or about 2,000 demons in this man, and God drove them out. And the only way to have that take place is by submitting your life to the Lord. I can tell you that in my life I once was Legion, and by submitting my life to the Lord, he gave me a new spirit, a new life. I became a new creation in God. I have a new direction in my life, a new outlook, a soft heart where I once had a very hard heart, a new awareness of what he wants for my life. There's new hope in my life and those around me, and it's just a wholesome way to live without anything else attached to it. All the other things that come with it, it's just absolutely amazing to follow the word of our Lord. And thank God for him to have taken me away from that type of lifestyle that I once lived. Because if you can revert back to Mark 5, in any time in your life, as I said before, there may be someone that you know in your life who's living a life like that, who has just left themselves in the darkness by way of their own choices. When we choose our sin in front of God, it separates us from God, and we're left in the clutches of evil. It's a choice that we make. Each sin that we choose to entertain separates us from God. And the more sin we entertain, the more we weigh ourselves down in sin, and the more we are owned by the dark forces. And so it's very clear in the Bible that this is where the battle is waged. And you can go to Ephesians 6, and it actually will clarify where this is a spiritual battle that we live. And so as we talked about, I'd like to go into this Bible promise book. We're going to read some scripture through there. But here with the KCEO Radio AM 1000, this is the 11th Hour Ministries. We do have a website. It's called the 11thHourMinistries.net. You actually could go to the KCEO Radio website, and there is a link to our program, which will take you right to our website. It's KCEOradio.com. Once again, the phone number here tonight is 760-720-5236. That's 760-720-5236. My name is Mark, and I am a member. We're actually broadcasting here from Southern California, and it's called the North County region. And anyone who's actually able to listen to us on the radio tonight would be in the proximity of the church that I attend, which is called the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside. And they actually have a television program on Channel 18 between 12 on Saturdays, between 12 and 1. It's KOCT-TV, and that's on Cox, Channel 18. It's the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside. Does a fantastic job of the programs that that we are able to sort of, you know, watch the services during each week. What an amazing, amazing church. It's really, it's just a family of godly people gathered together, sharing his love, sharing his truth. And we're so hungry and thirsty for his truth and for fellowshipping with each other, to be able to share God's love. That's what we're really so excited about when we gather at the Lighthouse Church. They have the children's child care, they have children's schooling, they have study classes and home Bible studies and outreach programs. This church reaches out into the community. It is very active in the community. And if you're not a part of a church that you feel comfortable that God is alive and well in, or if you are looking for a church, super recommend this Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside. It's at the corner of Mesa Drive and Oceanside Boulevard. And we actually would even ask if you are currently a member of a church. And the church does not promote baptism by immersion. That we would challenge you to go to your pastor or the people who are the leaders of the church and ask them to, I would question what their take on the baptism in the Bible is. The Bible clearly says in so many places that we are to be baptized by immersion, and there's no question that God, that's what God wants of us, is to be. Actually, it says here in John 3, 5, and this is Jesus teaches Nicodemus, is the scripture. But here's just an example, one example of baptism in the Bible. This is John 3, 5. In reply, Jesus declared, "I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again." And it goes on to say, "How can a man be born again when he is old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to the Spirit." Now, without any shadow of a doubt whatsoever, here, once again, we go to John 3, 5. "I tell you the truth," Jesus says, "no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit." So again, if you're a member of a church and they're not baptizing, or if they don't have a baptismal in the church, I would super encourage you to challenge and question that, and do your own study in the Bible. Find what your decision would be after you've done, we call it studying it out. Go into your own Bible, question what the church's stance is on baptism, any other of these topics as well, for that matter. That never rely on man's word or a church's word completely. Always go back to the scripture itself, which is what should be promoting a church or a leader of a church in their doctrine and what they promote as far as God and the word of God in the church. So all that being said, again, we are the 11th Hour Ministries. We have a website, 11thhourministries.net. We're here studying the mystery of the gospel, a 20th century application to timeless instruction. It's awesome. It's the word of God. It's the way he wants to share his love with us. It's his way of bringing us closer to him. It's a way of freedom in our lives. There's no question that with the God's promise in the Bible that there will be a new spirit for those who drop to their knees in submission to him, or surrender their lives to him, a new life. God wants basically to make a new creation of each one of us. And we call this the Miracle in Motion. And it's basically a fired up fellowship program because we're afraid of the dark. That's the bottom line. We truly believe that this, for anyone who's really a hungry, thirsty person who wants to know truth in their lives, in any walk, any way, shape, or form, that this is absolutely the answer to all questions and all mysteries and things of that nature. This is a Bible highlight hour. And like I said before, we don't have any sponsors and we're not asking for your money. And the reason why is that we just want God's pure truth to be heard. We do send copies of the Bible Promise book to those who may want a copy. If you go to the 11thHourMinistries.net website, drop us a line. We'd be glad to send you a copy of this book free of charge. So all that being said, we're going to go ahead and open the book now to a topic which I'm sure all of us can relate to, which is anger. And once again, this is the NIV, so the same Bible still applies with the scriptures that are in this book. And what it does is it outlines each topic and has many scriptures that relate to that specific topic. So the first being anger. And anyone who, by the way, would like to call in tonight and just check in with us on anything that's on their heart or have anything to input as far as the program is concerned, we constructive criticism, should it may it be, or anything that there could be any type of praise reports or confession or anything that might be on your heart, feel free to call us. Phone number 760-720-5236. Again, that's 760-720-5236. We're in the Bible Promise book. We will be glad to send a free copy of this to anyone who sends us an email here at the 11thHourMinistries.net. The topic is anger, and we start off in Psalms 145:8. You may want to grab a pencil and paper because these scriptures are short, but very, very educational, very informative, and the one that may correlate to your life or make sense for you, you may want to write these down. This is anger. Psalms 145:8. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. Nehemiah 9:17. A forgiving God, gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love. Psalms 35. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. James 1:19 and 20. My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For a man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Ecclesiastes 7:9. Do not be quickly provoked in your spirit, for anger resides in the lap of fools. Proverbs 14:17. A quick-tempered man does foolish things. And who can't relate to that? I mean, that's what's so amazing about the Bible. A quick-tempered man does foolish things. Proverbs 16:32. Better a patient man than a warrior, a man who controls his temper than one who takes a city. Proverbs 15:18. A hot-tempered man stirs up dissension, but a patient man calms a quarrel. This is still the category of anger. Proverbs 29:22. An angry man stirs up dissension, but a hot-tempered one commits many sins. Psalms 37:8. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil. Proverbs 22, 24, and 25. Do not make friends with a hot-tempered man. Do not associate with one easily angered, or you may learn his ways and get yourself ensnared. It's pretty good instruction, wouldn't you say? Proverbs 15, 1. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Colossians 3:21. Fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged. Ephesians 4:26. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. Today is what it just so happens to be my 6th wedding anniversary with my wife and my father-in-law, who is actually no longer with us on this earth, used to tell me the one rule of marriage that his best advice to me was, never go to bed angry with each other. Never let a day end that is filled with anger or resentment toward each other. And this in Ephesians 4:26 is exactly what he was saying, is in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. Proverbs 19:11. A man's wisdom gives him patience, but it is to his glory to overlook an offense. Proverbs 21:19. Better to live in a desert than with a quarrelsome and ill-tempered wife. And so, that's a tough scripture. We're talking about keeping it real around here, right? We're going to read that one again. Proverbs 21:19 says, better to live in a desert than with a quarrelsome and ill-tempered wife. That's going to leave a mark. You know what? We're keeping it real here at the 11th Hour Ministries. This program is for trying to help share God's love. And even our God has a sense of humor. But you know what? If you think about it, better to live in a desert than with a quarrelsome and ill-tempered wife. That actually works both ways, of course. And in the Bible, God clearly says, that a man is to love his wife like Jesus loved the church. A man is called to be above reproach with the way he approaches his wife and the way he cares for and honors his wife. And just the same is that, you know, this particular scripture, when we start to dig into the Word of God, as I said before, there's a topic. There's an answer for every topic. There's an answer for every question of everything we could ever go through in our lives, and God addresses them all. But we know one thing is that, and I've been in types of relationships where there have been quarrelsome and ill-tempered relationships that were now totally unproductive, totally destructive, and in the end, it just eroded into a destroyed relationship. Those around that relationship were ill affected, and nobody won except Satan. And once he gets a chance to lure us into our own sin, away from all things good, that's what Satan is. He is the destroyer of all things good. So if you see in your life that things are happening where there is any super negative and destructive, you can bet pretty close right behind there is that the choices that we make, the sin that we choose to be in, is guided, taking us right away from God and into the darkness. And that's how we find ourselves in quarrelsome and ill-tempered relationships. So going on here, Matthew 5:22, but I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment. God doesn't want us to keep a record of wrongs. The Bible clearly says, what is love? Love clearly keeps no record of wrongs. Try that. Try to keep no record of wrongs with those around you who you love. That's a powerful, powerful scripture. But it's the way to freedom. It's the way, if we do things in God's way, if we do them according to His will, what super blessings await us. He didn't say it was going to be easy. But if we stride to do His works in His way, God will super bless us. Ephesians 4, 31 and 32 says, get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Imagine that. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, and brawling and slander. Again, in Romans 12, 19 and 21, do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. I mean, that's just super powerful. There's no words being minced. It's the exact opposite of what this world would have us do, or what we would do in our own human nature. I'm going to read this scripture again. It's Romans 12, 19 and 21. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. And on the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. So once again, I mean, this is where this program is. This is the whole purpose for this program, is to share this scripture and to have us all together understand that this is what God's calling for our lives is. There's a song that I think would be a great time to play right now. And this song that we're going to play right now, it really relates to what we used to be as opposed to what we are in our relationship with God. So please listen.
That same old crowd I knew before, when they asked me what had happened, I tried to tell them, thanks to Calvary, I don't come here anymore. I am not the man that I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, things are different than before. While the tears ran down my face, I tried to tell them, thanks to Calvary, we don't come here anymore. Then we went back to the house where we used to live. My little boy ran and hid behind the door.
I said, son, oh, little boy, don't be afraid, because you've got a brand new daddy now.
Thanks to Calvary,
we gonna live here. The dad that I used to be.
Thanks to Calvary.
Things are different than before. Joe, while the tears ran down my face, I tried to tell my little boy. I said, son, thanks to Calvary.
Thanks to
Calvary. We don't live here. No, thank God, we don't live here anymore.
Awesome, awesome, awesome song. Here we are, KCEO Radio, AM 1000, and this is the 11th Hour Ministries. We do have a website, 11thHourMinistries.net, and once again, we've just been reading from the Bible Promise Book, which is a condensed version. It's got a bunch of headings in it that literally have scriptures out of the NIV Bible that relate to each different heading that we were just, that was only one heading. That was just anger, if you can imagine, folks. And there's got to be 40 or so different headings here in the Bible, Promise Book. And again, we'd just be absolutely thrilled to send anyone who's listening a copy of the Bible Promise Book free of charge. Just drop us a line at the 11thHourMinistries.net. And we also be more than happy to take any anonymous prayer requests and any constructive criticism, anything you want to talk to us about as far as this program is concerned, any direction you think we might want to go in or topic to discuss. We actually, here at the 11th Hour Ministries, the reason for this program is to study the mystery of the gospel. And frankly, you know, I tiptoed around the tulips in the last two programs about a situation that kind of is a little bit uncomfortable to me, and so I've wrestled with this ever since last week, that I wanted to bring more close, or actually just bring it out more point blank than I have done in the last two programs, and that is that it's my humble opinion that as we are born as children, we are as close to God as we're ever going to be. The Bible clearly says that we are to return like children if we want to make it into the kingdom of heaven. And keeping it real, and for lack of better terms or phrases, I think that as we become adults and we become more intelligent, quote unquote, by man, you know, by adult standards, we lose the true flavor of what God wants of us. When we have a relationship with Him, and when we read our Bibles, and when we talk about Him, and when we share His love and His Word, He wants us to be like little kids. He wants us to be just having, just so excited about His Word, so excited about God, so excited about the topic, and the fact that we can even say His name, and we can read our Bibles in freedom in this world. There's so many people that are, living in bondage as far as trying to read the Word and things of that nature. It's time that we, really want people to just loosen up a little bit and really get a great relationship with God as a child does, and really develop a fun, carefree relationship with our Lord. And so here again, on the 11th Hour Ministries, we do have some fun here with the Word of God, and we try to promote keeping it real, which, of course, in the churches that I went to when I was a kid, everything was so stiff and staunchy, and I thought only the priest could have a relationship with God one-on-one, and I would have to go to him with any question I had, and I could never think about reading my own Bible. It was so, you know, once again, we're here to promote the fact that God wants you as his child, like a father to a son and a father to a daughter, to have a great loving relationship with him. Once again, and also what we've done is we put a little some wording together that we sort of feel is relates to the Bible and what its purpose is in our lives, that maybe might, you know, tickle your funny bone or just hit a nerve in someone who's listening. And the Bible is here, really. It's either function versus dysfunction, to expose function versus dysfunction, happy versus unhappy, family of believers versus family of non-believers, family united versus a family divided, light versus darkness, good versus evil, ease versus dis-ease, ethical things versus unethical, moral versus immoral, right versus wrong, hard heart versus soft heart, selflessness versus selfishness. What an amazing thought. Imagine selflessness. The Bible calls us to be selfless, not selfish. Selflessness versus selfishness. Jesus came to serve, not to be served. And when we all get any relationship that you have, if a marriage out there that the husband and wife would each be 55% selfless, it's bound to be successful. And if the husband and wife are willing to serve each other, serve one another, instead of to be served, it's guaranteed to be successful. God calls for us to be self-controlled through the Bible versus out of control. And in my life, I was out of control. I did whatever Mark wanted to do whenever Mark wanted to do it. And what I learned was that it's actually a great joy to have self-control. And for the short period of time that Satan would trick someone to think that doing something out of control is going to be pleasing, the consequences of sin are so huge. It's just so damaging. And to be in control is what really gives great pride and great fulfillment in our lives. And I'm talking about God being proud of his children. To be forgiven versus unforgiven. Being considerate to others versus inconsiderate. Proper versus improper. Healthy versus unhealthy. Clean versus unclean. Basically, the Bible is a me maintenance manual. It's God's care kit. It's a couple's care kit. It's a relationship repair manual, an us user's guide, communication kit, troubleshooting manual, a first aid kit, basic survival kit, a marriage mender, a sacrament saver. Tonight, we just want to share God's love with all of the folks that are listening. We thank you so much for tuning in. Once again, we super highly recommend that you find a Bible-based church, one that promotes the Word of God accurately and follows the commands and precepts of His Word. We actually, here I attend the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside. They can be found on the web at www.lightcc.org. We're here at the 11th Hour Ministries on KCEO Radio, AM 1000, sharing the mystery of the gospel, the word of God. We love you with the love of the Lord, and we'll be with you next Sunday. God bless.